Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from three short passages of Scripture, one out of the Old Testament, then two out of the New Testament. First, out of Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Now the Lord said to Abram, this is before his name was changed to Abraham, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing." And then of the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, beginning of verse 14, this is Jesus teaching, and this is part of the Sermon on the Mount. He says this, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory because of your good works," is what he's saying, "to your Father who is in heaven." In Philippians chapter 2, verses 4 through 5, "Don't just think about your own affairs," the Apostle Paul says, "but be interested in others, too, and in what they are doing. Your attitude should be the kind that was shown us by Jesus Christ, who, though he was God, did not demand and cling to his rights as God." Well, here we are turning out of Easter with the God of the empty tomb who has been with us, is with us, and will always be with us, as we talked about last week, leaving us never alone. He's always there with us. And because of that, he walks with us and asks us and calls us to walk with him, to touch the world around us with him and for him so that others never feel alone, which reminds me of a true story about a lady who had just retired and was never able to marry and never able to have children due to caring for her mother for most of her life. Her mother has now just died, and now the lady is all alone. The one additional joy in her life which she looked forward to each week was singing in the church choir, and that has now also been taken from her as she was asked to leave the choir, really, because she couldn't carry a tune. So she found herself now, for sure, all alone, forgotten, feeling insignificant, living in a tiny one-bedroom tenement apartment, four stories above street level, in a rundown area of a big, unnoticing, uncaring city, living on her Social Security and what few memories remained. Things probably couldn't have gotten worse until one day, a long-haired, tattooed, pierced in a number of places on his face, disheveled, tough-looking young man with chains also hanging off of his belt, moved into that low-rent housing building. The neighbors began to talk about feeling even more unsafe now than they'd felt before. What if others like him begin to move in? They're all the same, always up to no good, it seems. Her neighbors put extra locks on their doors, and she did too. Fear really began to set in for all of them. Well, this went on for a while until one night she was coming back later than usual. She had been visiting churches during their weekday services and hoping to find one where she felt accepted, where she felt worthy and significant, a place where she could make a difference. Maybe she could sing in the choir again. As she entered the dark lobby and began to climb the stairs to her apartment, she noticed that man, the new tenant everyone was afraid of, lurking in the shadows under the staircase. She almost screamed out loud as she climbed the stairs, but instead, she muffled that and reached down into her first love and began to sing, "When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark." She wasn't even sure the words were right. She was trembling so badly as she continued to climb the stairs. "For at the end of the storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on with hope in your heart, and you'll never walk alone. You'll never walk alone. By then, she had reached her apartment, went in, locked the door, grateful. She was safe in her refuge from the rest of the world. When she woke the next morning, she found a note on a torn piece of paper under her door. As she began to read it, she realized that the note was from the young man everyone feared. "I don't even know who you are," she began to read. "But thank you for singing last night. You may not have realized it, but you were singing to me. I was ready to end my life, to check out for good. But then you started to sing. When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high, and you'll never walk alone. You saved my life. You helped me to see myself as someone significant. I'm going to another town now to follow up on a job there and to start my life again. And you made it possible. And I wanted you to know how important a part of my life you have become. Thank you. Goodbye." My friends, the power of a smile, a word of encouragement, or even a song, maybe even sung off key like I did, all done when we don't even know who might be affected by them or how God will use them to lift a life. Listen, we're all called upon by God, all of us, to reach out into a world of darkness, to reach out into lives of despair that are all around us, and to spread his love and encouragement everywhere we are, especially these days, but not just all days, to light candles in someone else's darkness, to be a blessing in someone else's life. The Bible says, as we read a moment ago, that we are the light of the world. Notice it doesn't say that we're called to be the light of the world. It's not an option. Jesus says in that passage in Matthew 5:14 that we are the light of the world. We are to be a light shining in the darkness, a light which touches everyone around us and lifts them and encourages them, a light for everyone, maybe even sometimes a light for you and a light for me. So we read a moment ago, the Apostle Paul reminds us that we are to not think about our own affairs, but be interested in others too and in what they are doing. Your attitude, he says, should be the kind that was shown us by Jesus Christ. My friends, we are to reach beyond our own little worlds, where the focus often is on us when we look within and on what we're doing or what we're struggling with. And instead, we are to reach out to those others all around us, toward others we come in contact with, who need a lift up in life. Others who need to know that someone cares about them. And most importantly, who need to know and be reminded that God cares about them. It's been a few years now since God taught me a very important lesson. He's taught me a lot of lessons, but I remember this one in particular now, a lesson I've never forgotten. I'm still not sure where I was headed that day, but I'd just gotten onto Interstate 75 heading south, about to cross a stretch of road that cuts through a wildlife area around Gainesville called Payne's Prairie. Some of you may know the area. So I'm heading south on I-75, and at that moment, I thought of calling a longtime friend I hadn't spoken to in a number of months, but instead, I decided, well, I'll call him in a few days. He was a successful businessman, a wonderful family man. I had a wonderful family. He was probably busy anyway, so I'd call him later. But after a few minutes, I was prodded, I was poked by something, you guessed it, or someone to follow my first instinct and to call him right then. Well, looking back on that moment later, it became very clear to me that God had been the one had poked me to call him right then. And so I did. And he answered. And I said, "Hey, so-and-so, it's Scott. You're on my mind, and I just wanted to check in and see how you were doing." Silence for about 15 to 20 seconds, absolute silence. And then I could hear muffled sniffling, and then the tears in his voice as this very successful, good man mumbled, "You'll never know how much I needed your call right at this moment. God lifts me up. God lifts you up. We are called to lift others up. God is with us. We are never alone. And we are God's hands, feet, voice, and heart, and are called to be his earthly reminder of him and his source of hope and power and love and peace here today for each one of us, and to make sure others know it's available for them as well. And they are never alone. God's with them. God brings people into our lives, longtime friends and new ones, in unexpected, God-appointed moments. What will we do in those moments and with those opportunities before us with him for others to remind them that they too are loved? Remember, my friends, we are the light of the world, and we are to let our light shine before others. And as God said to Abram, and he also says to us, I will bless you, Scott, so that you will be a blessing. Have we lifted anyone up? Have we shined a light in anyone's darkness? Have we been a blessing to someone else in time of need? God shows us that we are never alone, as we talked about last week. And he calls us to show others that they are never alone. Today and every day and forever. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for this reminder, the reminder last week, the reminder today that we're never alone, but the reminder this week that we are to reach out and touch a lost and hurting world, to be a light, your light in their darkness. Help us to do that, Lord, to be sensitive to those all around us that you bring into our lives, that we might do all we can do to remind them of your love, that you are there and they are never alone. Maybe just to start with our presence, but after that with yours, Lord, that they know it's there always. We lift up that friend, South Florida, member of the call, who's going through cancer, another one who's had a heart attack here in this area. Just ask you to continue blessing on them. We know it's there. We know we don't have to lift them up. We know you're there, Lord, but you want us to. And all those others that come to mind. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for all you do for us and with us. Thank you for the reminders every day that no matter what we face, no matter what we go through, we never go alone. You're always there with us. Help us to help others know that as well. In Jesus' precious, precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.